Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth lives in Croton-on-Hudson in New York and is retired from active ministry. Her reflection is entitled, Then and There, Here and Now.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called a zealot, Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. Coming from his night in prayer to God, Jesus gathers his disciples around him and calls forth from them the 12 who would be his apostles. He names them and proceeds to show them something of what their call would entail. He came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. The 12 were to be his close companions as Jesus lives out his mission of preaching and teaching and healing. How truly awesome must have been the realization on their part that this was to be their path too. All that Jesus embodied, all of his ways of being and doing, were to be theirs also, if they were, as apostles, to represent authentically the one who sent them. We know where they succeeded, as well as the many ways they fell short in their efforts to fulfill that call. They remained fully human. The verses in chapter 6 of Luke that we hear today are best understood, I think, in the context of the Beatitudes that immediately follow in this chapter. The poor and the needy who seek Jesus on the plain are the very ones that are brought into his kingdom. Blessed are you poor. Blessed are you who are hungry now. Blessed are you who weep now. Yours is the kingdom of God. Striking in the concluding verse of today's passage comes a word of insight into how Jesus' preaching actually brings about God's loving mercy. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him because power came forth from him and healed them all. Today's first reading from the letter to the Colossians distinguishes this power coming forth from Jesus and the elemental powers of the world. That letter further reminds us, as today's disciples of Jesus, that we share in Christ's whole fullness of the deity. You were buried with him in baptism and raised with him through faith in the power of God. So we have been called and empowered through the sacrament of baptism. We are invited today to join those early apostles in envisioning that kingdom where the poor, the sick, the lonely, the persecuted will be honored. We are invited to do all that we can through the power of God to bring that kingdom about here and now.